Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Glory to God. So the Lord is good to us, you know, and we should always trust in his goodness and his mercies. It is the Lord that doth go before us. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. So I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who forgiveth all my iniquities and healeth all my diseases, who redeemeth my life from destruction, who crowneth me with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth my mouth with good things, so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. Blessed be the name of the Lord from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same. For he doeth as he wills in the armies of heaven, and none can stay his hand, neither can anyone say unto you, what doest thou? The Lord is the Alpha and Omega, is the beginning and the end. He is my shield, my buckler, my high tower. He is my salvation. He has become even my song. The Lord is our refuge. He is our shade upon our right hand. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah that fights our battles. He's the captain of the Lord's hosts. He's the lily of the valley, fairest among 10,000s. Lord, we praise you and we glorify you as we honor you this morning and come into your presence. May we receive of you, Lord, the blessing even from the womb of the morning in the beauties of holiness. As we come, Lord, that you may order even the dew of youth upon us in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. So, Lord, we thank you and we give you praise and glory. Let all the hands that hang down today be lifted up. Let the strength come to the feeble knees. Let our hearts trust in the Lord, and let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee and clap your hands. The Bible says, O ye people, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hands are the corners of the earth and all the deep places thereof. His hands have formed the heavens. He stretched out the heavens alone. Glory to God. We love you, Lord, this morning. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise before the Lord our God. Sing unto the Lord and bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. All the gods of the nations are idols. They are idols. But the Lord, He made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before Him. Strength and beauty are in His sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Hallelujah. O worship the Lord in the beauty of the holiness. Fear before Him, all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Thank you, Father. Lord, we thank you even on today for the glory of God that is in our lives. Make a joyful noise. The Bible says all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with a harp. Harp and the voice of a psalm with trumpets and the sound of a cornet. Make a joyful noise unto the earth. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. The world and all they that dwell in. The Lord reigneth. Let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion and He is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for the Lord's name is holy. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lambs. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and come into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. Hallelujah. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and His truth endureth to all generations. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Call upon His name and make known His deeds among the people. Sing unto the Lord. Sing psalms unto Him. Talk ye of all His wondrous works. Glory ye in His name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face even evermore. Remember His marvelous works that He has done, His wonders, hallelujah, and the judgments of His mouth. Praise ye the Lord. O give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I will not be silent. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart, even in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. For the works of the Lord are great. They are sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your promises. Praise ye the Lord this morning. Bless is the man, or woman that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in His commandments. Their seed shall be mighty upon the earth, and the generation of the upright shall be blessed. Glory to God. Praise ye, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and even forevermore, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. The Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory is above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We thank you, Lord, this morning, and we give the glory to you and not unto us. Not unto us, Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name we give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Because you have not left us alone. You have delivered our eyes from tears. You have delivered our feet from falling. You have kept our souls from the grave as it is this day. Hallelujah. Because the living, they shall praise the Lord. The dead cannot. And so we thank you, Lord, because you have heard our voice and our supplications. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. Blessed be the name of the Lord, even from this time forth and forevermore. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Every day will I bless thee. Every day will I praise the name of the Lord for all of his goodness and all his wonders. For when the Lord turned our captivity, we were like them that dreamt. Then saw our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Woo. And they shall say among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Praise the Lord. Thank you for such a time, O Lord, as this, as we just bless your name. Hallelujah. Now, let the saints bless the Lord. His Bible says, let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a sharp two-edged sword in their hands. With it, we can bind all the princes of the air, the powers of darkness, and every such thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of the Lord. I will extol thee, O my King, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Every day I will bless thee. The great is the Lord, greatly to be praised. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. And I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. Good morning, everyone. I just thought I would read out some Psalms this morning and just bless the name of the Lord. The Lord is good. Today, we are going to do, we're going to pray. We're going to use our faith to believe God for one another. It's a prayer fire room this morning. And our subject is dare to believe. That's right. Dare to believe. And would you dare to believe God this morning? Well, let's read a few scriptures and before we pray together. In the book of Mark, chapter 9, and verses 23 and 24, the Lord tells us that if we can believe God, all we gotta do is believe God. We shouldn't worry about how he's going to do it, but he can do it if we can believe it. If thou canst only believe, Jesus said unto him, all things are possible to him that believeth. And look at the man's answer in verse 24 of Mark 9. And straight away the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine own belief. You know, that's the kind of prayer we should always pray. You know, when the scripture says in our book of Psalm 110 verse 3 that thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. Well, we come to the Lord and say, Lord, I am willing. Make me willing. You say, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine own belief. Hallelujah. And every time people trust the Lord like that, glory to God. A miracle follows. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus said in Matthew 21, we're just going to read a few scriptures and we're going to pray. Just one kind of a old-fashioned prayer meeting here this morning, and just believe God together. You know, verily, verily, I say unto you, Matthew 21 and verse 21. If you have faith and doubt not, not only will you say to this fig tree, to do unto it what is done, but you can also say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and it shall be done. And all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Now that's all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. And Jesus, he asked Martha one time, he said, look, do you believe that I am able to do this? In John chapter 11 and verse 26. Believest thou this? Do you believe it? Jesus asked, can you believe this? Glory to God. Also in verse 40 of the same John 11, he says to her, did I not say unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, then thou should see the glory of God? Hallelujah. There are many people in the Bible that dared to believe God. Let's look at a few of their testimonies. We know these things, but we're going to use this to encourage ourselves this morning and to pray. And when we pray, we must believe God, that God is able to do it. Praise God. Abraham, the Bible says in Romans chapter 4, we read the testimony about him. Of course, we know his story, popular story that everybody knows and we've talked about multiple times. Let's read the account here that Paul gives in Romans chapter 4, you know, from about verse 17. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him who he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope, now this is Abraham now, he believed in hope, he dared to believe that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what God had promised, God was also able to perform, and therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. So he dared to believe God, and for 25 years he waited for that promise. He changed his name even to prove it, and I will be the father of nations. Against all odds, he believed God, even when he was getting old. Even when his wife was old, didn't look like, you know, anything would happen again, but he believed God. And after he had patiently endured, the Bible says he received even the promise. There are some other people that dared to believe God in the Bible, even in the face of death. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They dared to believe God. In Daniel chapter 3 and verses 17 and 18. They dared to believe God and would not cave in, even at the commandment of the king. And they said before the king, well, if it be so, we know that our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. Hallelujah. But even if not, let it be known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Now, when you have a monarch, an absolute monarch, like Nebuchadnezzar, and you have a bunch of teenagers telling you this kind of thing, your fury rises up. So Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury. The former's visage was changed against Shadrach. I mean, he used to like them before, but now it's like, no. So he commanded that they should heat up the furnace 7 times, even beyond the way it was heated before. But you know the end of the story. The Lord was with them. The angel of the Lord visited them right there in that fire. When they were bound and thrown in, they came out of that place alive. And there was no hurt upon them because they dared to believe God, even in the face of death. We will not bow down. And Nebuchadnezzar said, did we not throw 3 men bound into the fire? How come now I see 4 men loose, walking in the midst of the fire? And they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Whew. Thank you, Jesus. They dared to believe God. Daniel dared to believe God. Even in the lion's den, he believed God. And God pulled him out of there. You know the story too as well. You know, every one of these people that dared to believe God, they believe God even in the face of death. Hallelujah. Daniel, when he was thrown into the lion's den, because of his faith and his steadfastness in prayer, the people conspired against him. They knew that that's the only way they could get him. So they tricked the king into signing the law. I say, if anybody will pray to anyone other than to the king for the next 30 days, let him be cast into a lion of den. I mean, a den of lions, sorry. But the Lord, he sent his angel and delivered this man who dared to believe. And he said, O king, when the king said, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver you from the lions? Daniel said, O king, live forever, my God sent his angel and shut the mouth of the lions. Glory to God that they have not hurt me. For as much as before him innocency was found in me, also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Glory to God. God brought him out of there. Hallelujah. Joshua and Caleb, they dared to believe God. Among the 12 that were sent to spy out the land, they were the only ones that believed. Whereas the others said, we are unable to do it. We are like grasshoppers, and the people are giants, and the land consumes the inhabitants thereof. And we can't go up. We cannot do this. Joshua and Caleb immediately, they said, yes, we can. Whew, glory to God. We can believe God, and we will. Hallelujah. And Caleb stilled the people. Numbers 13 and verse 30. Let us go up at once, he said, and possess it, for we are well able to overcome the land. Glory to God. They were among 12 people that did not believe God. 2 of them dared to believe. They believed God. In fact, You know, when the others spoke of evil, you know, and they speak that, you know, we can't go up. These two people said, the Lord, if he delight in us, the land which we have passed through to search it is an exceeding good land. Numbers 14 and 7. And if the Lord delight in us, he will bring us into this land. He will give it to us. It's a land flowing with milk and honey. Only rebel ye not against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Glory to God. That means we will have them for lunch. For their defense is departed from them, because the Lord is with us. Fear ye not them. And so they dared to believe God. And they were the ones that eventually got a hold of the promise. All the others that didn't believe God, they fell in the wilderness because of their unbelief. Hallelujah. And Caleb, one day, he came back and laid claim to the fact that he believed God. In the book of Joshua, chapter 14, we read from verse 7, how Joshua, when he was dividing the land, you know, how Caleb came and staked his claim because of how he had believed God in the past. Glory to God. Joshua chapter 14. Hallelujah. Verse 5, when Joshua was dividing the land, Caleb came and said, thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee, in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old I was when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy the land, and I brought him word again, as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt. But I wholly followed the Lord my God. I dared to believe. And the Lord swear unto me that day by the mouth of Moses, surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden up there shall be your inheritance and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord thy God. And now, behold, the Lord hath kept me alive these 45 years. And this was a man that dared to believe God even for strength, even as he got older. He kept believing God. He said, look, I was 40 years old then. I am 85 years old now. The Lord has kept me alive. I am as strong today as I was in the day that Moses strengthened me. My strength was as then, so it is now. For war, both to go out and to come in. Therefore, give me this mountain. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He believed God and he staked his claim and he got it too. Glory to God. Give me this mountain. The centurion in Matthew chapter 8 dared to believe God. We pick up the story from verse 5. There was a centurion, a commander of the Roman army that had 100 soldiers under him. And he dared to believe God. Our lesson today is dare to believe God, even against all odds. The centurion said to the Lord, my servant, you know, is sick, grievously tormented. And Jesus said, I will come and heal him. But the man said, no, no need. I believe that if you speak the word only, my servant will be healed. No, you know, right now, you speak the word here, my servant at home will be healed. Now, that's somebody that dared to believe God. He said, I am a man that is under authority. I understand how these things work. I have soldiers under me. When I say to one, go, he goeth. When I say to another, come, he cometh. When I command them to do this, they do it. And so I know that you also are a man of authority in the spirit. Speak the word only, and my servant will be healed. Now, somebody challenged Jesus right there. You don't need to come, but I believe you. Speak the word only. That's enough. Right now, you say, my servant at home will be healed. My goodness. Glory to God. Now, that's some faith and some power in believing God. He dared to believe God. And Jesus said, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith. No, not in Israel. You know, other people say, well, come and lay my hand, their hands on him. Other people say, well, if you have been here, my brother would not have died. And so on. This man said, you don't need to come. Speak the word only. Glory to God. Glory to God. You don't need to come. Speak the word only. Now, some of you may be standing in prayer. And we're going to pray in a bit for anybody, wherever they may. At a distance, it makes the Lord no difference. You can say, like this centurion said, speak the word only. And we can speak the word here in the name of the Lord, because we have the power of attorney that Jesus gave us. He said, do these things in my name. We can speak the word in the name of the Lord here today, and a miracle can happen hundreds or even thousands of miles away. Doesn't matter to the Lord at all. All you got to do is dare to believe God. Paul was in a shipwreck almost one time. He had told them, look, when he was being carried with other prisoners to Rome, he had told them, don't set out yet because we are in jeopardy of, a great storm that is coming. You know, let's wait a bit. But they did not listen. That story is in Acts chapter 27. And because they didn't listen, well, you know, they went in and got into the eye of the storm. And Paul, you know, he stood up and said to them, after many days of abstinence, these people wouldn't eat, you know. They're throwing things away and they're trying to get rid of to make the boat lighter and so forth. Their lives are about to perish. They're in the middle of the storm. Paul had warned them before, but they didn't listen. Now they're about to be perished. And here's what Paul said to them, Acts 27, you know, and verse 21. Paul said, sirs, ye should have hearkened unto me, and not to have loosed from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. But now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the sheep. For they are stood by me. Glory to God. Angel of the Lord this night. Whew. And he had already been comforted by the Lord, saying, you know, fear not, Paul, and so on. And so he said to them in verse 25, sirs, I believe God. So therefore, for you guys, be of good cheer. I believe God. I dare to believe God. God had told us that nothing. God had told me no one will be lost, but you must stay in the ship. You jump ship, that's not going to work. You must stay in the ship. Glory to God. When you are facing and going through, don't jump ship on the Lord. You know, stay with the word of God. Paul said, I believe God. It shall be well in the name of Jesus. And it was well. The angel, he appeared to Mary. I'm just going through some of these examples quickly. And then we're going to pray, because I want to make it just a prayer session. But I got to give these verses of scripture to encourage our hearts. You know, when the angel appeared to Mary and told her something that was impossible to believe. It was impossible to believe because it had never been heard, never been told, never been done that somebody that did not know a man, a woman, would just get pregnant like that. It could not happen. You know? And so she said, well, how can these things be, seeing that I know not a man? And the angel said, don't worry about it. The power of the Most High shall overshadow you, and you'll be filled with the Holy Ghost. Therefore also, that holy thing that shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, Luke chapter 1, I'm now reading from verse 36. Thy cousin Elizabeth is also now with child in her old age, and she's in 6 months of her pregnancy right now. This is the person that was called barren. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. It was a 2-for-1 blessing that God was going to do. Bring John the Baptist out of there just a few months earlier, and then bring Jesus also out of there. And, you know, they were going to, God was going to do it. And the angel said to her, nothing shall be impossible with God. So Mary arose in those days and went out to visit her cousin Elizabeth. And it came to pass that as soon as Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, that the baby that was 6 months old in her womb bleeped. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. And she said to Mary, and blessed is she that believed. Luke chapter 1 verse 45. For there shall be a performance, hallelujah, of those things that were told her from the Lord. And if you dare to believe today, there shall be a performance of those things that you are believing the Lord for. So we're going to dare to believe. Now, when we are believing God, these are simple lessons of faith, which we know, but we are calling them out today to use for this prayer session. In the book of Mark, chapter 4, when we pray, you know, there is a lesson here told to us in Mark chapter 4 and verse 26. This is the lesson that the Lord said. The kingdom of God is as if a man should cast seed into the ground and should sleep and rise day and night, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself. First the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth in the sickle, because the harvest is come. There are some lessons here. No man in his right mind plants seed and then after a few days go dig it up from the earth to see whether it's growing. You leave it alone, because the earth is going to bring forth fruit of herself. You may do other things like weed away, you know, the weed around it. You may do other things like water it. Make sure that you clear it so it can, things around it so it can have some sunshine. But you don't go dig it up to see whether it's growing. You leave it in the earth. The earth is going to bring forth seed and fruit of herself. Glory to God. But when it happens, sometimes it's a process. First, the blade. You know, it grows a little, looks a little blade. You know, looks like grass even sometimes. You know, and then the air begins to come out. And then the full corn in the air. And you know, when you plant corn, so a few, couple of seeds in the ground. The next thing you know, when this thing comes out into the full, corn in the air, it brings forth, you know, hundreds of seed in one single ear of corn, and let alone all the ones that come. It multiplies itself. but it brings forth seed by itself within the earth, because God put that blessing in the seed as well. So will you dare to believe God today in the hall of faith that is written in Hebrews chapter 11? We see all the people that dared to believe God in their generation. They believed God and great things happened. Enoch dared to believe God that he should not see death. Until today, he's gone. He's not seen death. And God translated him that he should not see death. But he, before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to believe God. Noah dared to believe God. When the Lord warned him, the Lord said, the rain is coming to destroy the whole world, but you have to build the ark. Glory to God. That's a lesson for some of us right there. You know, the rain is coming, but you have to build the ark. God will give you the wood, the timber, and everything, but you're going to have to build. But he dared to believe God. All the others mocked him until the day that he went into the ark. He dared to believe God. Abraham, when he was called to go into a place where he should afterward receive for an inheritance, by faith he obeyed and he dared to believe God. He didn't know where he was going, but he looked for a city that had foundations whose builder and maker is God. Hallelujah. I mean, faith in the hearts of many of these people, some of whose stories we already read, they dared to believe God. They believed God throughout their situations. You know, what some of them, you know, they went through incredible things, but they believed God. What more shall I say? He said, but time will fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and Samson and Jephthah and of David also and Samuel and of the prophets who through faith subdued kingdoms. Glory to God. They subdued kingdoms. Daniel did. They wrought righteousness. They obtained promises. They stopped the mouths of lions. They quenched the violence of fire. We read that already. They escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness, they were made strong. They waxed valiant in fight. They turned to fly the armies of the aliens. Whew. They dared to believe God. Women received their dead, raised again to life. Hallelujah. And on and on and on. You know, but they dared to believe God. They obtained a good report through all of that because they dared to believe God. Now, that's our lesson this morning. That's it. I'm going to keep it short because I want us to pray. I challenge everyone to dare to believe God this morning. These people that we've read their testimonies in the Bible that believe God, they were no different than us. They believe God just like us. They face many things. Bible says that, you know, Elijah was a man of like passion. You know, he believed God. It wasn't anything special about him. It was just a man that believed God. And because he believed God, he got tremendous results. You know, he shut up the heaven one time. He believed God again. And he prayed, and then there was rain. Do you believe God today? Will you believe God for whatever prayer need is in your heart this morning? It may be for yourself. It may be for someone else. But there shall be a performance of those things if you can only believe God this morning. So let's make it a prayer. A good old-fashioned prayer meeting this morning. What do people do in a good old-fashioned prayer meeting? Well, somebody gives a prayer request, and a cloud of witnesses believe God together with them. That's right. So we want you to give your prayer request, and we are going to believe God. We already received some testimonies, you know, from this room. Incredible testimonies. You know, things are happening. People are believing God. Things are happening. you know, and those people that are believing God that are coming here. Heather, good morning. Good to see you. You were here yesterday to give a testimony, situation with your daughter. We prayed in this room and the Lord took care of it. Good morning, Michelle. Good morning, Adewoye and Sam and Raven and the other Sam. Good morning, Chioma and Kolapo and Elaine and Veronica. Good morning. And Ebu, we are all here. Good morning. We are going to believe God together. All you got to do is dare to believe God. The word of God will sustain itself. It's called a self-existent, self-sustaining word of God. It is the self-existent, self-sustaining word of God. All we got to do is believe. And if you can say with your mouth and you do not doubt it in your heart, but you believe that those things which you say shall come to pass, then Jesus said, then you have whatsoever you say. Glory to God. So let's believe God together this morning. If you have a prayer need, paste it in the chat room. Call it out this morning. Or, better still, come to the stage and let's believe God together. Now, if you have a prayer need, you know, this is a prayer meeting now. We're turning it into a prayer meeting. So this is not a speaking room where, oh, I'm asking you to come and speak or give your reaction to the lesson that we just heard. And so you want to be silent because you don't want to say anything. This is a prayer session now. So don't be silent. You have a prayer need. Come to the stage. Raise your hand. We'll bring you up. Stand. If you can dare to believe God, put the devil to shame this morning. You know, believe God. Speak it out what you are believing. Let the house believe God with you. And you can come back not many days hence when you God has moved for you. Because the prayer of faith that people dare to believe can cause a shift in the situation. So, if that's you here this morning and you have a prayer need, let's hear it and we're going to believe God together this morning. Hallelujah. Praise God.